Lesson 36, God Created Family. In Genesis 1:28 and Genesis 2:24, we find family being created. God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." He also said, "A man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Over 4,000 years ago, before Abraham, before Moses and the nation of Israel, before the coming of Jesus, and before the church was called into being, God created and designed the sacred institution of the family. He took one man and one woman, made them one flesh, and commissioned them to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. God preserved a family. Approximately 2,300 years before Christ, in a time of great wickedness, God preserved Noah and his family. Genesis 7, "The Lord said to Noah, 'Go into the boat with you and all your family, for among all the people of the earth, I can see that you alone are righteous.'" And Matthew 11, verse 7, "It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before." Moses and the children of Israel, 2,500 years after creation and 1,500 years before Christ, we meet a remarkable man named Moses. This friend of God spent years in the presence of Jehovah on the mountain and in the tent of meeting. At the end of his life, he penned his final advice to his people in the book of Deuteronomy. Here's what he says. "Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God and the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're on the road, when you're going to bed and when you're getting up." Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. Joshua, the servant of Moses. Joshua faithfully served Moses. He was in the tent in the presence of Jehovah alongside Moses. Joshua led Israel into the promised land. At the end of his significant life, he declared, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24:15. David and Asaph, anointed psalmists. David, the man after God's heart, inspired a generation to worship God. One of the kindred spirits, Asaph, wrote this inspired psalm, affirming the crucial role of the family in impacting successive generations. Psalm 78, verses 2 through 7. "I will teach you hidden lessons from our past, stories we have heard and known, stories our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. For he issued his laws to Jacob. He gave his instructions to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children so the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born. And they in turn will teach their own children. So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands." Jesus, God's Son. Before Jesus became a great Savior, he was first a beloved Son. Jesus was loved well before he ministered well. Matthew 3, 16 and 17. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy." Adopted beloved children, before you and I can love God and serve our families, we too must have the Spirit come upon us as we become adopted, redeemed, beloved children of God. Our relationship with the triune God is the foundation for our relationship with our spouse and children. Romans 8, 15 and 16. You received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father, for His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. John 15, 9. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. John 15, 12. Love each other the same way I have loved you. And Paul's instruction to families. Before Paul gave us what I consider the Magna Carta or divine blueprint for family dynamics in Ephesians 5:22 through Ephesians 6:4, he first counsels each member of the family to be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. This was the identical advice Jesus gave his disciples before he ascended to the Father. Acts 1, chapter 4 through 5. Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift He promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And Acts 1:8, just a few verses later, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. A life of service. I hope you will consecrate your life to God and seek first His kingdom. I hope you bear fruit as you minister in your local church and perhaps the ends of the earth. However, before we can serve God in Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth, we must first be faithful in Jerusalem. I believe Jerusalem is our family. We need to serve our spouse and family well, and then we will be equipped to minister to others. When Paul was giving instructions to Timothy on how to choose elders and deacons for the local church, he directed them to make sure these men were serving well at home. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. A church leader must be a man whose life is above reproach. He must be faithful to his wife. He must exercise self-control, live wisely, and have a good reputation. He must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must be able to teach. He must not be a heavy drinker or be violent. He must be gentle, not quarrelsome, and not love money. He must manage his own family well, having children who respect and obey him. For if a man cannot manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church? Similarly, he gives instructions to deacons in 1 Timothy 3:12. A deacon must be faithful to his wife, and he must manage his children and household well. Bittersweet. It is with some sadness that I conclude the last biblical portion of this curriculum. I have felt like I was talking to you as I wrote each lesson. I hope you have benefited from working through this course as much as I have as I poured my life into creating it. I am sorry to see this part of my journey draw to a close, but if you would like to stay in touch, you can listen to my weekly podcast and or sign up for my monthly newsletter. You can find them both at buildingfaithfamilies.org. I don't think you will be surprised with my final words to you. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.